Right in the beginning of Parshas Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to Moshe and says, Ani hechbadeti esli bo v'eslev avodav. I've hardened the heart of Paro and that of his servants. And one may ask, is that fair to Paro, so to say, that he lost his Bechira? But if we look closely at all the makas that Hashem brought upon Mitzrayim, and all the opportunities that Paro had to change his mind, and all the warnings that he received, which he ignored, the Torah reveals to us that by each makah, the makah of Dam, it says, V'chazek leif Paroi, by the makah of Tzavadeya, it says, V'chpiris liboi, by the makah of Kinem, it says, V'chazek leif Paroi, by the makah of Orav, Yichbad Paroi liboi, by the makah of Deva, Yichbad leif Paroi. Consistently, Paroi was very, very stubborn. Every single time he changed his mind, he didn't keep his word. So if we look a little bit closely here, we try to analyze, we know that when we read the Haggadah, we say, Rabbi Yehuda ha'yenoisa b'hem simonim. Rabbi Yehuda created simonim for the makas. He put them into three categories, the tzach, adash, v'achav. The tzach stands for dam tzvadei akinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Paroi, I am in charge of everything that's below the surface. And you still ignore me? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts the second set of makas, the makas that are above ground, Orav Deva Shchin. So now you see, after the makas of Orav Paroi, I'm in charge of what's going on the ground. And the Torah says, V'yichbad Paroi Sliboi, he's still stubborn. Hashem goes ahead and brings Deva Shchin. He finishes the second set. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him, I'm in charge of what's below the surface. I'm in charge of what's upon the surface. He had two very, very strong group warnings. And the Torah says to us, he's still stubborn. Now we go ahead to the third set of makas. Hashem goes and gives him Barad. Now Hashem shows him, I'm in charge of even what's in Shemayim. He had three different types of warnings. Below the surface, on the surface, and above the surface. And Paris still doesn't change his mind. It's almost like we say, three strikes, you're out. And this is what Bezdin does. Bezdin gives you three hasaras. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, Paroi, you want to go ahead and you want to be tough? You want to be a kvad? You want to be machbid? You want to harden your heart? Okay, so before you were machbid, now I'm going to be machbid. And at this point, Paro should have really gone to Moshe. But he didn't go to Moshe. Even after the makah of Baruch, Moshe comes to him. And he still is in action. So what do we see over here? The danger of Akshonus. That once a person gets to the matzev where he's so stubborn, he's no longer mindful. He's unable to differentiate between right and wrong, between good and bad, between reward and punishment even. He sees what's going on. He sees his country's in shambles. Reflect on your actions. No, Paro doesn't reflect on his actions. He's stuck in one place. He continues to do what he wants without any concern over the outcome of how it's going to affect him and his people. He's at a point where it makes mamash no sense what he's doing. You see that you're unsuccessful, Paroi. You see that you're getting makas. You see that there's nothing left of your country. He still doesn't change his mind. And when you get to a point Then Hashem says, I'm not going to give you the opportunity anymore. The lesson to us is how careful we need to be in our lifetimes. We get all different types of messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all different types of opportunities to improve, to upgrade our level of service to Hashem. Do we take these messages to heart? Do we make the changes we need to make? Or do we continue to go on a merry way without uplifting ourselves? We have to always be concerned that chas v'shalom, if we don't pay attention to the messages that Hashem sends us, then chas v'shalom, Hashem Yisbarach could sometimes not give us messages, not help us improve ourselves. In the way a person wants to go, Hashem leads him. So Hashem sees that a person takes to heart the messages that he sends him. He's not an action. He's willing to change, willing to improve. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Siyata Deshmaya, that he's able to accomplish what he has to accomplish in this world.